For visitors new to the Highlands over the holidays, or for locals who may be looking for spacious quarters for visiting family next time around, Bath County has a wide variety of independently owned lodging places. Although some may be seasonal, each is unique and offers a special experience. The Hot Springs Victorian Inn, which was formerly King's Victorian Inn, is owned and managed by Dale and Carol Lawrence. They were opened through the summer and fall and will welcome visitors again in February. I talked to Dale and Carol about their paths to hosting a bed and breakfast and their desire to serve. Dale began.
Early in my married life and with my first wife, we would go to many different bed and breakfasts and always enjoyed meeting people and always were pleasantly surprised with whatever they might serve. And we're always helped by the people there who knew the area, whether it be England or Maryland or Virginia. They knew the area much better than we did, so it was always nice to have that personal touch.
Carol credits her mother with introducing her to the work and the pleasure of offering hospitality.
When we lived at Virginia Beach on the ocean front, she would always invite the neighbors over. We'd sit on the front porch and have hors d'oeuvres, and she was very sociable.
I asked them how things go from the very beginning of a visit to the Hot Springs Victorian Inn.
First thing is we greet them, we shake their hand and introduce ourselves. And then we ask them if they've been here before, because the Kings ran this for 30 years, so many of these people are repeat guests. And then we give them a quick tour of the downstairs, the living room, the game room, which used to be the sunroom, and the dining room. Then Dale usually shows them to their room upstairs, and on the way up, he talks about coffee and what time they want breakfast.
Dale mentioned first-time guests or those new to the Bath Highland area.
They'll ask a question about what's a good place to go eat. And so I'll make a recommendation. We have our certain favorites, which I won't go into, but they'll sometimes have a conversation that lasts longer than just that. That's the minimum, usually. But oftentimes they ask us, well, what prompted you to get into this business? And so we'll share with them about what we enjoy most and why we are attracted to it. And then they'll even ask us, well, how's it going so far? And we'll tell them. And I usually say it's going much better than I thought it would, which is the truth. It really is.
Dale and Carol's story seems like a journey of its own kind. Carol introduced Dale to his first wife, her best friend, and they all remained good friends over the years. After Dale's loss, they started out on the next chapter together. The Lawrences spent about a year renovating a potential bed and breakfast about a half an hour from Blacksburg, where it seemed like the draw might be strong. When they needed a break from that undertaking, they retreated to some peace and quiet between Warm Springs and Mountain Grove. It didn't take them long to want to put down roots here. They made the change without, as Dale described,
knowing that there was something else over the horizon that would come up.
In part two of this story, listeners can hear more about the change in ownership of what was King's Victorian Inn and is now under new ownership. For ongoing coverage of local lodging and dining establishments new to the Allegheny Highlands, stay tuned to Allegheny Mountain Radio. For AMR, I'm Amanda McGuire.